1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden and Vice President Harris today announcing a new agreement to lower the cost of 10 prescription drugs for Americans on Medicare. Here's ABC News senior congressional correspondent Selena Wang.
The president says this is relief for the millions of seniors that take these drugs to treat everything from heart failure, arthritis, diabetes, and more, adding that it's also a relief for American taxpayers. In her own statement, the vice president saying today's announcement will be life-changing for so many of her loved ones across the nation.
And former President Donald Trump traveling to North Carolina yesterday, outlining his economic policy. Kamala Harris unveils her economic policy tomorrow in the same state. The head of the CIA is in Doha, Qatar, spearheading talks on a ceasefire in the Middle East. That is, the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says 40,000 Palestinians have been killed so far in the fighting. The president of Columbia University, Manoush Safiq, has resigned months after student protests gripped the New York campus. This is ABC News. Another outbreak of Mpox.
While the vast majority of the cases are in Congo, disease expert Professor Salim Abdul Karim says it's now starting to show up in about a dozen other African states.
These are countries that didn't have cases in the last few years, now reporting cases. And several of them are reporting cases of the variant of Mpox that is being spread in the DRC.
Although most symptoms are mild, it can in some cases be deadly. The Congo death toll thought to be around 500. Tom Rivers, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
New research says the increasing frequency of wildfires is putting the health of American farm workers at risk. They are forced to breathe in more smoke. And Yankees slugger Aaron Judge racing into the record books.
On a 3-0 pitch, Judge lasers home run number 300. The fastest ever to hit that mark.
The call on WFAN, he's the only player to get to 300 homers in less than 1,000 games. This is ABC News.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Voter turnout Tuesday in Wisconsin's fastest growing county was 45%. That's the highest for a fall primary in Dane County in 40 years. Democrat Kelda Royes represents Madison in the state Senate.
You know, Wisconsin is always a swing state. It is on a knife's edge. So I don't think that anybody should be feeling overconfident. But I do think that all the bets point to the election trending blue.
Turnout in Wisconsin's other big blue county, Milwaukee County, was 33%. 16 Republican state lawmakers won their primaries easily Tuesday. The closest races are won by Paul Tittle, who took nearly 60% of the vote, and Chaz Green and Karen Hurd, who won 57%. WisPolitics reports insiders expected more of an anti-incumbent wave. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Packers head to Denver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers have a joint practice tomorrow with the Broncos, then a preseason game Sunday night. Tight end Tucker Kraft now back on the field after suffering that torn pectoral muscle in the team weight room last April. Yesterday, Kraft took out rookie safety Javon Bullard in a big downfield block.
That was just a play where things just went my way. You don't always, sometimes you got to improvise when you're out there on the field. It was like a homecoming play.
Baseball, the Brewers with a 5-4 win over the Dodgers last night in Milwaukee. After the game, manager Pat Murphy praised the Brewers' starting pitcher, Frankie Montas, picked up in that trade with the Reds.
Montas, let's not forget this guy. him and William navigated five innings and 100-plus pitches, but the guy's stuff was great, and the guts he showed staying in there. I mean, Frankie Montas, for me, you know, that's a memory for a long time. Much needed, and he stepped up.
As Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We have a chance of scattered thunderstorms today, tonight, into tomorrow, and there could be some locally heavy rainfall amounts of a half inch to an inch or more at times. Our high today, 73. It will be a little breezy today, 66 tonight, 75 tomorrow. The weekend looking good with sunshine and highs in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by one of the most reasonable men in Wisconsin politics, Tom Paulsiewicz. We'll talk about Tim Walz, inflation. We'll talk about it all. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome. You want to talk about two old guys? I can't find my glasses, which I bought from the Dollar Tree that are women's glasses. Yeah.
Jim, they're down there at the end. No. Right by your hand.
So I put yours on. It's like, oh my God, are they blurry?
Oh, get it. So the reason I handed them to you was Todd, get this. Those aren't his. Those are his wife's. Are those yours?
Those aren't bad. They're not, but yeah, I know. We are two old fat white
guys. The reason I handed them these glasses.
Trying to find her glass. Where's my glass? Give me those aren't mine.
I got to tell you why I handed you these glasses. They're sitting right in front of me. I thought, man, those look like my glasses. And I put them on. I thought, wow, these are too blurry. But I have my glasses on already. I don't need two pair. Anyway, okay.
We're not good.
No, we are. We're getting it. We have some really good.
You can read it then, since you got glasses that work.
Right, I do. We talk about Green Bay, all the great things that happened, the events, some small events. We got the county fair coming up, and we just did the Prince of Peace show,
which was unbelievable.
Their church, they had, 300 cars?
Yeah.
And then we went to an event yesterday, right?
2 days ago.
2 days ago.
Cholesterol Fest.
Cholesterol
Fest. You guys ever been to Cholesterol Fest? It's celebrating cholesterol.
Yeah, it just what we just
deep fried side pork.
Just what John and I need. Yeah, it's not good.
My doctor is
still
so
paying
mad
for it. But these guys are.
Because we talked to three well built young guys.
I know you guys.
I just went on a cholesterol watch. Not that young.
Oh God.
Yeah.
280. How much do you weigh?
220. What? 210.
Oh, you're really that much.
Yeah.
How tall are you?
5'11".
So you body okay.
It's pure muscle.
We did a thing here for BMI body. What's that? Body mass index.
Correct.
And so Todd figured out what we were. We told our heights and weights and everything, and we were like, was it
32,
33,
6,
36, whatever.
And no, we had 32, 6, right? 33, 6, whatever.
Todd's is in the 30s, and we had a lady on here who lost 200 pounds. Okay.
Unbelievable.
And we told her our story, and she looks at both of us, looks us up and down live on the air. She goes, no, it's higher than that. Honest to God, true story.
Hey, we're talk about the event that you guys are putting on. Blake.
Yep, so we are putting on.
Lytle, I won't get your last name.
Yeah, introduce yourself.
Yeah, Will,
you
William.
Go right up to the mic and introduce yourselves, please.
Yep, so I'm Blake Lytle. We are putting on a car show. It's going to be at Fort Howard this year. We had one, a great one last year.
Fort Howard Park?
Yep, correct. Yep. The Memorial Park right before the cemetery. We had one last year. It turned out to be amazing. We even had a little bit of rain at the beginning, and we still had an amazing turnout. This year it's going to be even bigger. I think we got 3,000 people interested on our Facebook page. Got a bunch of food trucks that are supposed to be coming, inflatable for the kids. We're getting vendors this year. So really amazing turnout.
Okay, I don't mean to interrupt, okay? Jim, look out the window. This is the guy I'm talking about that I have so much respect for. Huge, unbelievable semi, and he has to back up all the way down the block and park it perfectly. Buddy, whoever's driving there, I have all the respect in the world for you.
Okay. And come
look at that.
And come to the car show.
And come to the car show. Go ahead, introduce yourself.
Fort Howard Memorial Park, so that's where it is. It's a car show this No, not this Saturday.
August 24th. I'm Will Nothing.
Right.
Will Nothing. Okay.
Yeah, Will Nothing. I got it for years. It's totally great.
And you served 20 years in the Army.
Correct.
That's phenomenal.
I guess. Pros and cons. And, wow.
Yeah. Your role in this is the proceeds go back to people like yourself? Or?
Correct. Well, not necessarily myself. So Joe Alec right? is
oh,
in charge
Joe's a good friend of ours.
Yeah.
So he's in charge of the Veteran Service Office here in Brown County.
Right.
A huge mission of our company is to not only give back in multiple communities that we have different locations in, but to be involved and engaged and do something better. You know, the whole premise of business is to try and find something and then leave it better than it was when you originally
awesome.
Started.
Awesome.
So Joe Alec, we were sitting down looking for different nonprofits to work with this year for the
Veteran
contract.
Service Office.
Correct.
Just to tell about Joe. Okay.
Yep. So Veteran Service Office, Joe Alec, we spoke with him and he's like, honestly, he's like, we've got this emergency fund for soldiers, any type of veteran that's a Brown County resident, where they run into certain issues. And Joe Alec manages that through the Veteran Service Office. And sometimes it's for certain deductibles or getting soldiers or veterans. I always say soldiers because it's the Army thing, but veterans to encompass all the way around to be able to get them to other hospitals or to pay for transportation for them to be taken care of or sheltering and housing when we do have a big homeless veteran issue going on. So as we face all of those, we were like, all right, this is definitely the organization we want these proceeds to go to this year.
I had a guy when I worked at Veterans Village in Appleton. I'll never forget. It was like unbelievably cold, like, you know, 15 below zero. And a guy called me, hey, do you guys have any beds there? And I'm like, well, we're not that kind of a facility. You know what I mean? And he said, well, I didn't get my VASH voucher. It didn't come in. And my landlord's a bleep.
Right.
And he said, I can't stay even in my apartment until that comes through. And I'm like, where were you staying tonight? Well, I'm going to sleep in my truck. He said, I think I got enough gas to keep it warm for us. It's like, holy crap. So I was going to get him a hotel room, and it was a Packer weekend. And I want to say it was like Super 8. And they're like, well, it's $300. I'm saying, are you kidding me? Yeah. I said, well, it's Packer weekend. And I ended up bringing him blankets and giving him gas cards and stuff. And he literally slept in his truck. And he's a veteran, you know, 20-year veteran. And it's like some of these guys, and, you know, obviously he had substance issues, whatever, but still, some of these people are sleeping. I mean, so I would love to have had an emergency fund where right. I could have taken care of that guy. He slept in his truck that night.
So the proceeds from this thing will go to that fund.
That is correct.
So that they could afford that. And Brandon, tell me, what's your role in all this?
I am the marketing guy for all of us. So anything we put out there is we try to promote these events to get as many people to come so we can have the best turnout possible.
So tell us, you obviously got a Facebook.
Yep, we got the Facebook. We'll be running it through probably the dispensary page that we have. But yeah, we've been able to fill these events up pretty well, and so we keep doing them. So
you know, car shows have gotten so popular. We're talking about the Prince of Peace thing. They had to turn down some people. They didn't have enough room. Car shows have become incredibly popular, haven't they?
They have. There's a lot of car enthusiasts out there. Plus, it gives a family something to do. Now, coincidentally, this day is the home opener for the Packers.
Yeah.
But this car show starts early. It's at 8 a.m.
I saw that.
Oh, yeah. Super.
And we're looking for people to come see it because it's free entry to the public. And you also get to be the judges, which is very important because best of class gets a $100 payout and best of show gets a $500 payout.
Awesome.
Wow. So having an opportunity for people to bring out a $100,000 car and win something more than just a trophy, knowing that they're still donating to a good cause. So the dispensary itself is eating the cost of the payout, so that doesn't come into the incurred cost of what benefits are raised for Joe Alec and the Veteran Emergency Fund. And don't let Brandon downplay. He just pulled off a huge golf outing event. So talking about that.
Really?
Oh, that's cool.
For Sheboygan County for the May Foundation.
Tell us about it.
Yep, filled it up best we could. 27 teams and raised a good amount of proceeds. And yeah, there's just another.
I'm going to put you on the hook for something here.
Yeah.
So we had Gail, who's in charge of the Veterans First new housing complex, the village they're going to be building in Green Bay.
Cottage.
And I told, I'm sorry?
Cottage.
Yeah, Cottage Village. Yep. Mm-hmm. And I told her I wanted to do a golf tournament for them next year to raise funds because it's $50,000. Wasn't it $50,000?
For a home.
A house? Yeah.
Which isn't.
Not bad.
No.
Could you help me market that?
Yeah. We'd
love to have you involved.
I'm thinking about it. I wanted it to be a full type of, not that it's a tour, but I love golf. I'm like, let's do this a couple times and just keep raising funds for veterans.
Awesome. I'd love to have you involved with that next year.
Cool. Yeah. That's cool.
It's cool because that was his first big golf outing, and he sealed the whole golf course, which was really
Where'd
cool.
Where'd you have it?
Royal Scott.
Both nice, nice. Great. Absolutely.
Yeah, it was sweet. Those guys are great, by the way, if they're listening. Thanks for being
here. Is Larry Rand still running that?
Larry runs
it. Yeah.
Phenomenal. His service, his team, his staff, they were impeccable. I wasn't even supposed to be in town. I popped in, saw what Brandon and our HR director, Tom, put together along with Blake here. Blake, we've put under fire. Last year.
Poor Blake. He's sitting here quietly.
Yeah.
Well, he's still
Blake
scared of the
like
rain.
Blake is like the me of this group.
Blake,
very polite, quiet.
About a month and a half ago when we first took him on WFRV, he didn't know what to do with his hands. So we were there.
We on Lisa's show?
Yeah.
I'm co-hosting that on Monday.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, we're going there to 9 o'clock this morning. We'll be there.
Oh, right. No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll tell Lisa and Malene.
Tell Lisa and Malene I will be there Monday.
Yeah. But awesome. Blake didn't know what to do with his hands, so I think he's still a little scared even maybe to be here on the radio. But Blake last year had never even put a birthday party together. And we're like, Blake, you're going to put this car show together.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm sorry. Holy beep. And next thing you know, yeah. And he pulled it off. And now this year to have over 3,000 people already interested.
Wow.
We're looking for a great turnout.
3,000?
That's the interest on Facebook.
Isn't that crazy?
We're going to cap it at 7. We're going to be measuring all parking spots. So 750 to 1,000 cars is where we're guessing that max capacity will be.
That's awesome.
So come out, see in 4 hours. Yeah.
What did you ever do with your Super V?
B. Super B.
That would be perfect for this era.
It would be. And that
shows
was an
like
awesome
that.
Car.
Do you still have the Super V?
No, I wish.
What? Jim,
and
what are you
doing? I talked to a guy who knew me. I went to school with Larry Rand, by the way.
Okay.
But anyway, he was a Jet. We were talking about my Dodge Super B, 383, 4-barrel. It was an awesome, awesome car back in the day. And some guy took... Didn't he text me and said that he has one that's worth like, I don't know. My dad bought it for us. It was like $800, I think, but it's like $35,000 or something.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but I sold it. I should have done it. Hey, tell me about this event. This is family, this event that you're putting on.
It is.
Bring the kids.
It is. Very family oriented.
And food trucks?
Correct. Blake set up some food trucks.
Yeah. Can we talk to Blake?
Yeah. Right?
Poor guy.
Yeah.
Blake, so come on. Blake, he's got great artwork on his arms.
Yeah.
Tell me, look at this.
Blake. Yeah.
I've never seen a cigarette lighter on an arm before. What is that?
Look at that. My little journey through life.
Okay. Go ahead.
Rick and Morty. Got some SpongeBob tattoos, a little Spirited Away.
Is that you gonna wash that off tonight, or is that real?
No, that's forever.
Are those gang things?
Wow, it looks like those things I used to put on when I was a kid.
Only color tattoos.
Or you would lick them and then put them on your arm.
Peel it off. It's like, wow, that's cool. Yeah. Blake, tell us about I want to hear a little bit more about the basket drawings, everything, the voting, how that all works.
Yep,
50-50, right?
Yep, we're gonna have a 50-50 raffle. We'll have a bunch of baskets people can kind of bid on. It's gonna be a couple of silent auction items. We're just kind of opening it up to the public, get a little more community involvement. Like I said, last year I think we had like over 100 cars just for our first event. So, I mean, just to have 3,000 people at least interested and people knowing about it when I ask.
You know, we went to a little event the other day. Like I said, Cholesterol Fest, and it's also a quasi. Really cool car show as well.
That was right.
Where the cool show, my good buddy Wolfman took his 52 Chevy there and everything. And there's just something about walking around and checking out these classic American cars. That's cool, isn't that?
Yeah, we actually just went to Pulaski for the car show, and that was probably the biggest car show I've actually ever seen. Iola, my bad.
Iola, of course.
Iola car show,
yeah.
Huge.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
So that was amazing.
Not a lot of shade, though, down in
No.
It was hot. It did sprinkle a little bit, too.
Blake, so. I'm going to be honest with you on something. I would be willing to wager your watch is more valuable than my car.
Oh,
how much did you pay for that watch?
See, it was a gift, so I don't know.
His tie is worth more than your car.
Yeah, I know. Everybody we bring in is cooler and classier than us. We're going to set a quick break. Stay with us.
Dual exhaust with 411 gears, you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good, tires fair. Pulled out of San Pedro late one night. The moon and the stars was shining bright. We was driving up Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they was.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
It all starts with a question more than 75 years ago. Can hauling a fishing pole to the water hole be made easier? Bob and Bill Johnson find an answer, and the very first multi-section bamboo fishing pole is created. It's 1948. The brothers' invention also leads to the launch of St. Croix Rod Company in Park Falls, and it becomes the talk of the state. So do you know which fish is considered the prize catch in Wisconsin? Is it northern pike, bluegill, or walleye? The answer coming up. The St. Croix Rod Company continues to call Park Falls home, but now operates what is considered the most advanced facility in the country. The company offers more than 800 award-winning rods and reels, still being created as the answer to every angler's fishing question. So which fish is the prized catch? Walleye.
Yeah!
It's challenging to catch, delicious to eat. And this is not the one that got away, but is one true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
So I thought I'd make the Lincoln unwind. Took my foot off the gas, and man alive.
Hey, welcome back. Mind of the Mayor here. We got a birthday wish coming up to Jim's mom in just a second. But first, these guys are putting together a great car show. Give us, you got the microphones. Tell us again who, what, when, where, and where's it going?
It's going to be August 24th, Fort Howard Memorial Park. It's going to start around 10:30 for the public, and then we're opening up the doors at 8 o'clock for registrations.
Beautiful.
All the big drawings. Don't forget about our sponsors. Big 3 Performance, O'Reilly's Auto Parts. From all these raffle baskets, or drawing baskets, mm-hmm. Our sponsors have contributed so thoroughly to it. I want to say there's probably $2,000 worth of baskets out there.
Wow.
So our sponsors did a fantastic job between all of them, Bay Exhaust, Fort Howard Memorial Park, Big 3 Performance, O'Reilly's,
JB Cycle.
Yeah, our sponsors just did a fantastic job. Plus, we want to sing you, we'll sing Happy Birthday with you.
With me? Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Marketing man.
Yeah, it's public voting. Anybody come in, vote on. I think we got like 6 different classes and best in show.
Yeah,
so overall, we need judges.
And the proceeds are going to?
Veterans, yep. Brown County Veterans Emergency Fund, which Beautiful. Is through the Veteran Service Office. Yeah.
Tell Fantastic. Me about, you guys know the food trucks that are coming?
I think it is
I'm Flax, a big food truck guy.
Flax so. Tacos and then that's a good Scrappy one. Barbecue, I believe.
All right. That'd
oh,
be good.
Nice.
It's okay to get the ice cream guy there early.
You guys have any DJs, we had some scheduling issues with our DJ.
Yeah.
So feel free to reach out to Brandon at the dispensary webpage because we need a DJ quick.
Jim used to be a carnival barker. Right? Yeah, so he'd be perfect.
I was really young. Okay. I was really young
okay.
at the time.
You guys,
but anyway.
Okay, you guys are going to help me on something.
Right. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Jim, go ahead.
For sure.
Mom, are you there?
Oh, yes, I'm here.
Happy
Hi, Mary.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Thank you.
How old today? You want to tell anybody? Or women don't like telling their age, but do you mind sharing that with our listeners?
I will be happy to share my age. I am 92, and I've loved every minute, and I'm looking forward to many more years.
Mary, was he a good son?
Come on. Tell us, how many children did you have? Let's talk about
How would you rank them 1 through 10?
Oh,
Who's
I
your favorite?
Jim is first, by all means.
Oh, did you hear? Oh, thank you,
that
Mom.
That was really nice. That was so nice. Actually, you know what, Mary? I met you the day of the dedication of the plaza. The Schmidt,
stage.
Or the stage, rather. Yeah. Right. And the thing I was most impressed with, when they were doing the sing-along, you were belting out those songs like nobody's business. You were just, you're still a, you love entertaining, don't you, with singing?
Oh, I love it. I love barbershop. It's been my whole life. I know all the words to all the songs.
That's fantastic.
And I can still
yeah.
sing them.
I told you, Mom, yesterday when we talked that John was going to sing, and don't, it will not make you think of Dad, because, no.
Better? Or worse? Oh, okay.
John because loves to sing.
I wish my husband sang like that, Johnny.
No.
No? Okay.
I can't wait.
Yeah, she does. They say, so what are you doing today, Mom?
Well, I'm going to church first thing.
She goes every day.
And then I'm going to come home, and then we'll have breakfast, and then I'm going to change my dress, because at noon I go to another luncheon for my birthday.
Wow.
And then this afternoon I'll just wait for everybody to come and see me.
There you go.
What a wonderful day.
Yeah, this is great.
It is.
I mean, that's, and you know, Mom, you're 92, you're very healthy, you sure know yes. everything about everything, and what, so any advice for those of us that want to live
that to- want to live to 92 that probably won't.
I think you have to accept things as they come. Don't stress over them. And just relax and put up with things as they come and forgive, be happy, have no problems. I mean, I don't have any enemies. I don't think anybody. I just love everybody, and that's what the world's supposed to be. And
that's
then you
fantastic.
Live joyfully.
Oh,
what great advice! Yeah. Truly, that's wonderful advice.
Yeah, we're still learning, Mom.
There are people we hate, and we do have stress.
She knows that about me. Yeah, she goes, "You got to be nicer." It's like, it's not easy, Mom, but
good for you.
Anyway, yes. All right. And how many great grandchildren do you have?
I have 31 grandchildren right. and 14 great grandchildren.
Phenomenal.
Isn't that something?
Well, Mary, this is for you. We've got all these guys here. We're all going to sing for you. Todd, you got it queued up there? Are you guys ready?
Yes, sir.
Ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Mary. Happy birthday to you.
There you go, Mom.
Oh, you are wonderful, wonderful. Second best to the Schmidt Brothers Quartet.
All right, Mom. Have a great day. Happy 92 years.
That's happy birthday, awesome. Mary. Thank wonderful you. Talking to you.
Thank you, dear. Thank you, John. Bye.
Take care. Bye, oh, bye, wow. Awesome. Yeah. What a nice lady.
Yep.
What a lovely lady. Wow. Thank you, guys. You guys are actually good.
Yeah. Huh? Carried the tune. So
I normally have to do it myself, and it's, you know, but having help here is...
I just got a text, Johnny. I just want to share this with you that came on my personal phone. Awesome advice from your mom. You guys can't sing.
Oh, come on.
Oh, it hurts so bad. It hurts.
I know. Oh, it hurts
thanks,
so bad.
Thanks, Donna.
No, that was not Donna.
Yeah.
No,
it was
Mary. Not. There's Mary. Mary's texting him.
Just got to ask you guys one more thing. And obviously, you spent, 20 years in the military?
Correct.
Where does the passion come from other people to help veterans? Where does that come from?
Mine came in college. So I met him in college, and he had this idea and presented it to the class. And I found him after an entire summer later and said, you had a great idea. I love that. Everything that you're doing with using the industry to help veterans as a natural alternative for the things that he tells me that he goes through and other people, yeah. other veterans. And I'm like, why isn't this happening? And so this is, and it just feels great to give back. That's where mine comes
phenomenal.
From.
Phenomenal. Awesome. How about yourself here?
I mean, just what we were talking about before, just seeing that there are people on the streets who have actually like helped and left their home to actually fight for us or just help us in any kind of way. And just to see them on the streets struggling, dealing with emotional, physical pain, it just really touches the heart and kind of wonders why we aren't helping them even more.
Well, so. Jim works for a community shelter and he's got veterans there, right?
Yeah, I work at a homeless shelter. It's sad to see that. And it's like, I mean, come on, you know, the country. I mean, we're doing everything we can, right? And everybody has to do everything they can because there's just no reason we would have homeless veterans.
Well, just the people that would go like leave their home and actually like pretty much work for us, fight for us.
Right.
And then they come home and just get treated like crap. No one really cares about them. They just get walked over. It's terrible.
Yeah. That's the smaller group. I think there's a lot of people who do care. It's just, we need even more. And we need the federal government to do a little bit more too. Mm.
But you know, I want to say something else. I think you would agree with this. A lot of those, I mean, people can see physical wounds. People don't see what's beneath sometimes that are as debilitating as a physical wound mentally. I mean, I'm working on another book right now on Vietnam vets. And one of the guys, he told this story where he had to, with his bayonet, stabbed a young Viet Cong guy who was like 16 years old. He said every night he goes to bed, he sees a kid's face.
I won't get too political, but I will say the premise of what we started was because you too often see, and this is not a dig against the VA system at all, because they try and help in every way possible. And there are certain veterans that don't like how the system works, but it is a very articulated subject that you have to check every box to make sure everything happens, right? All right. So you have to have patience to go through that.
The other thing, we're going to music, but the other thing that I think we've found is that the camaraderie of getting to talk to each other can really be therapeutic.
Absolutely.
And very helpful.
Absolutely.
And they can learn about other things
talking
going on.
Talking is therapy.
Right. This is
guys,
great.
We're
you
running
guys
out of time.
Yes. Yeah,
we're going to promote this right up until the day of the event, okay?
We love it. Thank you.
Thank you so
thanks
much
for
what
on.
You're doing. You guys are awesome.
Thank you guys.
Thank you guys for having us.
Quick break right after this.
And Todd.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Yep, nobody's happy with these commodity prices, even with a little bounce yesterday. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Is there a way that you can use these low commodity prices today to try to help you in 2025? Well, maybe. That's the suggestion of a University of Minnesota ag economist named Ed Ussett. He suggests farmers make cash sales for grain that they can store on the farm and deliver next spring. He says it's a way to capture what the market calls the carry.
Decent carries have come back into the wheat and corn markets. And if you were one of the smart ones who got some early sales off and are feeling good about them, I'd be very tempted to sell a carry, you know, hold the grain and sell a premium for May or July futures. That's a conservative move, but it protects a good start. If you price nothing, I'm certainly going to take a chance with some wheat in the bin. I don't know what's going to make it rally, but we're at low levels, and we can hope for some.
That's Ed Ussett. He's an ag economist with the University of Minnesota. Again, carry is the difference in the price for a bushel of grain delivered today and what the market will pay for that in the future. Just another risk management tool you might want to take a look at. We'll take a look at the numbers on a Thursday morning. That's next.
You're invited to Close Farms and Country Fest in Chippewa County for this year's Farm Technology Days, growing to the tune of success. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the future of agriculture. There's also food trucks, music, and of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 13th through the 15th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Beef producers, make plans now to attend the Stockmanship and Stewardship event in Lancaster on August 28th and 29th. This will be an action-packed agenda featuring topics from cattle health and well-being to pasture management and land stewardship, complemented by low-stress cattle handling demonstrations. From cow-calf to feedlot topics, it's covered and close to home. Go to www.stockmanshipandstewardship.org for more details and to register.
Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese gained a half a cent to 216 and a half. 40-pound block cheese was up 0.75 cents, 202 and 0.75 cents, and AA butter stood still. This morning, the September Class 3 milk that goes into cheese, down 2 cents right now, 21.28 a hundredweight. Currently, December corn is up 2 at 402 and 0.75 cents. November soybeans are up 8 at 976 and a half. The September wheat right now, up 8, 542 and a half. There's your market update. I'm PM Yankee.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We have a chance of scattered thunderstorms today, tonight, into tomorrow, and there could be some locally heavy rainfall amounts of a half inch to an inch or more at times. Our high today, 73. It will be a little breezy today, 66 tonight, 75 tomorrow. The weekend looking good with sunshine and highs in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW. Talk of Green Bay.
During life's most trying times, it helps to have someone with experience and understanding at your side. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory has attentive staff in De Pere, available 24 hours a day, and nearly 100 years of business experience, which can provide comfort during those difficult times. Call them at 920-336-3171 or visit them at ryanfh.com. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory, local people serving local families since 1926.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Now, the Mino and the Mayor NFL Draft Update, brought to you by The Simple Life Hospitality. Welcome to the start of your unforgettable journey with the Simple Life Hospitality. Log on simplelifrentals.com.
This is going to be fun.
Phenomenal.
There's a lot of great things coming up. The football season, everybody's talking. But what's really cool is this NFL draft.
Not even a question.
Johnny and I did the...
We're talking about it every day.
Right. But we did the EAA, which is a big, big deal. I mean, hundreds of thousands of people. And, of course, we've been to a lot of events. But this NFL draft is going to be great. And the thing I like about the NFL draft, not...
The eyes of the world will be on Green Bay.
But we can also make some money.
Oh, for sure.
So we got Michael Friedman on here.
Simple Life Hospitality. But first, before that, what were we talking about a few minutes ago? Today is
special
what?
Day is today.
Besides
is,
your mom's birthday.
Yeah, it's my mom's.
Does your mom like lemon meringue pie?
She does.
Oh, my gosh.
She does.
His mom, 92 years old today. Yeah, today is National Lemon Meringue Pie. I told you, my grandmas were both from Italy.
Right.
Grew up around the lemon orchards. The only pies they made were lemon pies. I grew up with that. Introduce who's going to present this to Jim.
This is Lisa. She does our PR, and we knew it was lemon meringue pie day.
Yeah,
we didn't go to Italy to get the pie.
That's okay,
but we did want to bring you guys a lemon meringue pie.
Thank you, Lisa.
This is awesome. We all love Lisa.
We also have some of our Simple Life Hospitality Green Bay blend coffee for you to enjoy.
Thank you
with the pie for you guys.
Phenomenal.
All right. We're all in.
How good does that look? seriously.
I know.
Do me a favor. Are you going to visit your mom on her birthday? Better.
Tomorrow. I can't.
Oh, my
God.
I'm going to go visit her.
I'm taping the show.
You're
today.
Not going to visit your 92-year-old mother on her birthday.
Okay.
Wow. I wish she would rank all the kids 1 through 10.
She said she liked me.
Yeah. Like, not loved. This would be so great for her to have her residence at where she lives.
I'll do it. I'll run it down there. I'll run it down there.
I mean, seriously, I'll do it. I will drive down and bring it to her.
I can do that. I have another show on Sundays, Lean Local Jim Schmidt, and we're doing some taping today, but I will move that to do this. You're right. She should take a priority.
On her birthday.
I know, John. You're right. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Lisa. This looks awesome. And I love coffee. Now, that I'm not going to share with her, okay?
No, I understand.
All right, cool.
Michael.
Yes.
Friedman.
How are you?
Yep.
I'll tell you what. You know, there's that old saying about taking a drink out of a fire hose. You're spending a year drinking out of a fire hose with what you're doing with this NFL draft, aren't you?
We are. You know, we started it back in April, which was 12 months before for the draft is going to happen here. We're about 8 months out now, and we're drinking out of a fire hose.
Yeah.
I would say, on average, getting between 5 and 10. Leads of homeowners a day that are inquiring
still.
About, and again, about, I just, your business is someone.
Well, this is cool because you're a client. So
I am. Yeah. I am, and I did my shopping around like I like to do. But your company is really a turnkey service if you want to rent your home out.
It is. We are turnkey service. Our primary business is short-term vacation rentals, like leisure homes, people who have a second or third home and want to rent it out when they're not using it. So we've been doing this now for about 8 years in Door County, Northwoods, Lake Geneva. We have a few homes in Florida. And when we saw the draft coming to Green Bay, and also Green Bay, we have about 6 Packer homes that we rent out during the Packer season. It was an opportunity for us to reach out to local homeowners who maybe that week of the draft want to rent their home out for 4 to 7 days and make some nice income.
And what's nice about it is you charge a commission, but I just got to tell you, it's worth it because, man, not just the photos and posting it. I mean, anybody can do that, but there's a whole lot of paperwork that goes.
There is. I was at an event last week here in Green Bay that the city and county put on, and it drew probably well over 100 people just to learn more about the draft. And there were a couple really good takeaways. I think the first takeaway was the city and the county still have some things to figure out as it relates to parking. As we know, it's going to be potentially a big challenge. And, the question I posed is, how are our guests going to get to their homes if, streets are closed? How many cars can, be at a property? Those types of things. And I think there's some unanswered questions there they're still trying to figure out. And that's fine. But I think the bigger thing that I took away was, as I sat in the room, I heard again so many people ask the question about, what do I do? How do I do this? Mm-hmm. And as we've talked about, it's really not a complicated process, yet it's a very logistical, challenging process in the sense that there's so many moving parts to getting the home live. you know, it's yeah, okay, I'll do the permitting process, which there's a lot of work that has to be done there.
Inspections.
You know, inspections, getting professional photography done, making sure you have proper cleaners and maintenance. What are you going to do about your locks? And then more importantly, how are you going to market that home? And that's what we do for our homeowners, you know, all the time. And so we're professionals at that. We know the OTAs, the online travel agencies to place the home on. And more importantly, how do we attract the guest that wants to stay with us, and then vet that guest? And then, God forbid, should something occur, an incident occur where there's damage or theft or whatever else might occur, how are you going to handle that? And that's the biggest thing that I would say to people who are considering to try to do this on their own. I think a lot of people last week raised their hand and said, and I was sitting next to someone and she said, oh, you know, gosh, I didn't realize that this was, there was so many things that we have to do.
Every day Jim comes in, he says, I didn't realize.
And I'm glad you're doing it. But, and I just, I want to underscore the vetting of the guests.
Yeah, I mean, it's, listen, there's not a perfect service out there that can vet a guest 100% to say, oh, Michael's going to come in and stay in your home and he's not going to cause any damage.
It's human nature.
But, but things happen. You know, you're out, you're partying, you're at the draft, you come home, a glass of wine spills on a carpet, a couch, something gets broken. Not malicious, not intentional, but by accident. And those things happen. And so more importantly, though, if we're vetting a guest and they're saying that there's four people staying in that home, we're getting all four people's, you know, information, who they are, their ages, their names. And then more importantly, when they check in, they're going to have access to the house. But we're going to make sure that, you know, if
accountability,
if there's more than four people, then we're going to have an issue. And how do we handle and manage that piece of it?
Yeah. And that's so important, because I think people do look at the dollar signs, and I just want to go back. There is some money in this.
There's some money in this, and it was interesting because it was kind of funny. There was the rumbling at the meeting last week that I think this inflated sense of, well, I'm going to make, I heard something someone say yesterday that they think they can make $100,000 on their house that week. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, maybe if you sell your house,
maybe. Yeah, maybe.
But I mean, it's just. And I read something in the paper, and this guy put some crazy price on there, and he goes, I'm just doing that to get discussion going. I know I'm not going to make that kind of money.
Yeah,
so I mean, realistically, though, and I know it's a little bit how long is a rope, but, you know, do you have some ideas on what you think people could make? And let's say a 1,600 square foot, three-bedroom ranch.
Yeah, I mean, it's, first of all, it depends on, and there's a lot of things that go into this process. And part of our vetting process, too, for the homeowners is, number one, location. You know, is it in a really good location? Whether it's, doesn't have to be walking distance to Lambeau Field, but is it in a good location? Is the home updated and have updated amenities, appliances,
right,
those types of things? And so a lot of that's the factor in it. But I'd say, you know, a house like that, dependent upon its location, could anywhere be, you know, from $1,500 a night up to $4,000 a night. It just really depends.
Okay. Stop right there.
That's real money.
Are you $4,000 a night is possible?
Well, I think so. Yeah, I really do. Well, listen, our home's across the street from Lambeau, and I know you guys are going to be at one in a few weeks. I mean, when you see the green and gold house, you'll realize that house.
Yeah.
That's that kind of premier.
Is that
top.
Shadow Lane?
It's a TruLane.
TruLane.
2016 TruLane. But you'll see that's kind of that premier higher end property. Where, you know, we're going to be able to drive a lot more revenue for something like that than we would.
Plus, it's walking distance to the actually the draft is going to be outside the backyard almost, right?
It's right literally in Kroll's backyard.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's right there.
Yeah.
But even some people may not want to live in the draft and get away a little bit, right? You know, you would go to the draft, but it's okay to have houses that aren't walk. I don't want you to say that again, that you don't have to walk to Lambeau Field.
Oh, no, you don't. I mean, obviously, there's homes downtown Green Bay, as we know, and in other parts of the area. I mean, we have over 150 homes that we manage professionally between Door County, Green Bay, Northwoods. And we are finding that all of those homes are homes in Door County and our homes in Northwoods that are even an hour to 2 hours away are garnering interest because they're going to be more affordable and someone's going to be okay with driving a couple hours or even 45 minutes to an hour.
That's what I was going to ask geographically. And we've talked about that. We've just kind of guessed. What would you, if you drew a circle around Green Bay, what would be the boundaries that you think people could rent their house out
for? I would say all of Door County, because we are going to provide some services for people to get down into Green Bay. I'd say, you know, going north, you know, Northwoods, I mean, even as far as potentially, 2 hours north.
So like Marinette, even into the UP,
couple hours. Even to Marinette, and then south, you know, Appleton. Although we've had some interest from Nina, we've had interest from Oshkosh, and when you really think about it, if there's a really nice house on the lake in Lake Butamore, which we've had a couple of people interested, it's really not that bad of a drive.
No.
And so it just depends on the client and what they're looking for.
Well, like Jim and I talked when we were at the Super Bowl in Dallas. The stadium was like an hour away from, we're here in
downtown. It was
it's an hour away.
It was an hour.
Yeah, but in Green Bay, we're used to things being so close that, you know, we have to like open up our minds that people from other areas, they're okay with that.
Right. But like the PGI, I think transit is an issue. And we had the mayor on here and he talked about that. We said, what are your concerns? He goes, well, I know we can pull this off, but, you know, traffic and. Because if it's true what they say about 70% of the people driving here, that in and of itself, and then you got to get to the event. And I just think there's some things they can do with lane closures and with park and rides. PGA did a great job, I thought, when that was down in Kohler with the park and rides.
Yeah.
I mean, you just park your car and they pick you up, and it's awesome.
Or with Michael Friedman's Simple Life Hospitality, talking about renting out your homes for the NFL draft.
Yeah, no, I think that's – I used to live in Charleston, South Carolina, and when they held the PGA tour there, the PGA Championship on Kiowa, they had to bus people in from Charleston, and it was a 45-minute ride, and people didn't care.
No, those are fun bus rides.
Yeah.
We did it at the Super Bowl. We had to, though, because the ice storm was so bad, nobody could drive.
And the cabs were on strike.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yes, that's right. Oh, yeah. Man.
So now we got Uber. That will be very helpful. So when do – when should people start, like, really, you know, everybody's talking about it right now. Everywhere you go, you rent your house out. You are, really? And what are you using? I tell them about your organization. Like, what do they need to do if they're interested? Is there a website or something they can go to?
Well, there are a couple things. First of all, if you're an interested homeowner, I will say that right now is a good time to get your home ready from the standpoint of not getting it physically ready, but getting it ready with us. To have it prepared for when we go live with that home. And that's something I didn't mention earlier, is that there's a strategic way of making sure the home goes live, because it gets pushed down in certain algorithms on Airbnb and VRBO. So we're going to be really strategic and make sure that when the home goes live, it's going to be right at the top and we're going to get those bookings we need. I'd say right now is a great time for someone who's interested, who's still researching this and wanting to consider putting their home into the draft program, to look now. And I'd say as a guest, listen, we know that most of the hotels in the city and around the area are booked. So if you want a premium spot like Trulane or one of our Lambeau Leap properties or one of those that's right across the street, and you want to not worry about driving and parking and all that.
Okay, another question. We're going to keep you around for another segment, but we were talking about this, I think, yesterday or a couple of days ago. Somebody's renting your house and the pipe bursts in the basement. Does that person who owns the place have to be within a certain number of minutes or miles or something?
Yeah.
Or what?
Yeah. So there's a thing called a registered agent, and most municipalities within the state of Wisconsin, I mean, we're getting ready to launch a bunch of inventory in Minocqua, and you have to have a registered agent within a certain number of miles.
Got
it's
it.
Usually between 20 and 40.
Okay.
And that means that there's someone there close
should
something happen.
Right. So you're not going to call me.
They're not going to call you. They're going to call us.
Right.
And, you know,
that agent within 20 minutes or whatever the rule is.
We have six people here in Green Bay. So
what are some of the liabilities? Like, okay, so Jim's going through you guys. I mean, it's totally legit. I mean, but if Jim decided, no, I'm not going to do that, because I could see him doing that. I'm just going to do it myself. What are the liabilities that somebody could possibly incur if somebody slips on a bad, you know, step and breaks their leg or something like that? The liability factor has to be pretty high, isn't it?
The liability factor is high. It's always going to be high. Even in short-term vacation rentals, there's a liability. And, you know, our homeowners have to have their own personal insurance. But the one thing that we do is we do charge the guest what's called a damage waiver fee, and they pay a fee. It's non-refundable, and it covers them up to a certain amount of damage. And so if there would be damage, then we'll be able to take care of it with what they've paid us.
What if somebody, we're going to send a quick break, sticker. What if they left their dog with the people and the dog attacks them?
A dog?
He's met my dog, Michael.
His dog is chill.
No, he's got a different side.
Well, maybe to you, but not to me.
Unbelievable.
I don't know.
He's Michael Friedman, Simple Life Hospitality. Stick around. Back after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
In the market for a home loan? It's time to meet Kristen Ambos, the top 1% of loan originators in the U.S. and the number one female loan officer in Wisconsin for 2 years running. With over 20 years experience, Kristen and Point Mortgage Corporation are here to serve all of your lending needs, from conventional to FHA, USDA, and VA loans. Plus, with their rate match guarantee, if they can't beat your pre-approved rate, they'll pay you $500. Call Kristen Ambos today at 920-606-1156 and let her and Point Mortgage make your homeownership dreams come true.
And now for the Pella Play-by-Play, I'm Jeff Lettering alongside Gina Della from Pella.
Thanks, Jeff. How do you say welcome?
With a new entry door from Pella.
Say it with color.
Like baseball bat oak or foul pole yellow?
Say it with class.
Like following players' unwritten baseball rules?
With clarity.
Like a no-doubter shot off the scoreboard.
And with this great deal, 0% interest for up to 3 years with no money down in equal payments.
That's the ball game. A Pella walk-off.
Schedule your free in-home consultation at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. It's 8/31/24.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey, welcome back. Mind of the Mayor here on a beautiful Thursday morning. Michael Friedman, Simple Life Hospitality, talked about the NFL draft. This is the guy you'd want to talk to before you put your house up for rent.
And quick, Mike, just we'll do it again at the end, but your website, or how do people contact you or Lisa?
Yeah, well, the best way is to go to SimpleLifeRentals.com.
Okay.
And on our website, you'll see a tab at the top. It says NFL Draft or Draft. We can't use the word and use the literal NFL.
No, no.
Sorry. NFL. Yeah.
There would go your commission.
Yeah.
Sorry, Commissioner.
I'm going to get a call from Roger Goodell. But,
right.
It says Draft. Draft 2025 right. Draft. You click on that.
Where's he staying?
I have no clue.
Right.
No, I don't. Yeah. I really don't. No.
He kind of had a smile on his face. I almost thought.
I don't know. Somewhere in Astor Park. I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah.
No, I really don't. I suspect it's Astor Park.
Right. You know, I will say this, and I rip him a lot for whatever. But Ted Thompson, the Packers' former general manager, for 14 years, I think it is, used to give me his private suite box and to bring up war veterans. And I remember having some amputees up there, and I mentioned that. I had somebody mention, and Roger Goodell came over. He was so wonderful to those guys. You can't believe it.
Not too concerned, but we are following, by the way, that the NFL's requests not to use certain things.
I totally understand.
But you know,
can't even say the word Super Bowl these days, right?
He's got to make his money, Johnny.
He makes $55 million a year, so I think he's okay.
And a private jet. Yeah.
To answer your question, go to our website, SimpleLifeRentals.com, click on the tab NFL Draft, and there's a drop down. It will show you, first of all, some of the homes that are available if you want to rent, and then there's an inquiry tab where you can put in your information. Your name, your email, phone, where your home's located, and one of our business development people, his name's Alex, will reach out to you and help you out.
We've got a deer hunting camp in the UP. It's 3 hours away.
No plumbing, no electrical.
We fixed the pump, Jim.
He doesn't want that.
You think somebody would want that very rustic out in the woods? I mean, dirt road. You need a 4-wheel drive to get up there. Yes or no? Possible, yes or no?
Probably not.
No? A sauna? We got a sauna.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of the NFL team fans that might want something like that.
Yeah.
Would you just, in the back of your mind, if somebody says we want something really, there's nobody around, nothing, deep in the woods.
Unabomber.
Well, you can do that in Door County. That's the beautiful part.
No. Yeah, there's a big difference. No, you can't.
Three hours is a little too far there, Jerry. Time's up. Sorry, bud.
There's so many. What I like about
$50 a night. We'd rent it for $50 a night.
I heard you talking about being a dentist for $20 a tooth or something.
I would.
I know, he's just, that's why he's 60 years old doing radio.
Okay,
so
$50 a night.
I wish I was 60 years old.
No. Oh, so Michael, what I like about your offering, I've been to your website many times, you have quite a variety.
We do.
Which I think is cool.
We have a variety of homes available for everyone's budget. I don't want to call it the economy budget, but people who are a little more cost conscious about what they want to spend for the draft. And then we have everything up to luxury homes, you know, 5, 6, 8 bedroom homes where we potentially will see either players who are being drafted and their families wanting that type of space.
That's one thing Jim wants or a family, right?
I want a family.
Of a player that's going to be drafted. How does that work? Does the NFL do that, or are you guys going to do that?
No,
how do you know?
We don't really know, and obviously okay. one of the things we are going to do is, as the draft gets closer and I think more people get really serious about booking, we have some things in place. I can't really go into great detail about how we're going to reach out to that group of individuals, but we will reach out to see if we can, you know, garner some of those types of leads. And obviously, people who are coming with their families, you know, 6, 8, 10 family members right. are going to need a little bit more space. They also want the key about that is they want privacy too, you know. Right. And I think we'll be able to provide that.
Yeah. Cool.
I think we're talking about some of
Okay, let me ask one thing about your house. I've been to your house once.
Yeah.
How many bedrooms do you have?
Just 4.
But you've got that upstairs.
Oh, yeah, I can sleep a lot more downstairs and upstairs. But Michael, we went through the.
But wouldn't that be a perfect thing for a family type? Because they do. They bring everybody.
I don't want.
You see that?
I don't want it. I told him eight. No way. Okay. 8 people.
No. He. So we went through the house and it, you know, can comfortably sleep 8 to 10.
Okay.
But we did go upstairs and I said, oh, this would be kind of cool. You could actually almost put bunk beds up here.
Absolutely.
Have 40 people sleep up here. But Jim said no, and we're not going to do that.
Okay.
You know, we wouldn't recommend that.
Yeah. All
right. You know, that's just not something we would recommend.
We're talking about some of the concerns with, you know, the damage or the vetting and, mm-hmm. and getting ready. But on the upside, it's not that scary. Like, I thought we had to move everything out of the closets, everything out of the drawers. And you're like, look, they're just going to live here for 7 days. Just give them a couple drawers, you know, maybe a foot or two in the closet, which is a lot easier, right? And then we changed a couple locks downstairs, and the stuff will be permanently locked.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
pretty easy.
You know, it's fairly easy, and unless the home has got a lot of stuff in it. I mean, and we've seen some that we've had to turn down because they're just not a good fit. So obviously the home has to be a good fit. But, you know, if there's anything, as I shared with Jim and we've shared with every client, if there's something of value,
yeah.
a picture, a signed autograph, this or that, you're going to want to take that away. You're going to want to lock it up. You're going to want to put it in something that's secure. But no, people don't have to move everything out. Right. I mean, we'll recommend, and that's the beautiful part. Our team has been doing this for so long. We know exactly what homeowner needs to remove. To make the home comfortable for those 4 to 7 or whatever number of days a person's going to be there.
So I have that that helmet I have that mm-hmm. it's signed by Favre, Rogers, and Starr. And he's like, you might want to put that away.
You know what? When I was at your Christmas party,
yeah.
I don't know if you noticed that, I signed it. I signed it too.
You
Johnny
signed
Nagani.
It?
No, yeah. he didn't.
Yeah, I did. I had a Sharpie.
Cut the value. In.
no.
Anyway,
no.
but it's not that. It's not scary to rent out your house. That's my point.
It's not scary. Right. No, it's not. And the thing is, when you hire a professional like Simple Life Hospitality,
right.
you're going to be in great hands. It's going to give you peace of mind as a homeowner
yeah.
that you're well taken care of. And like I said earlier, if something goes wrong, we're there to help you and take care of it for
That's
you.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I talked about the NFL and on this show, but on my show, we're going to dedicate one show a month. Just the economic opportunity for residents of Brown County and Green Bay. You know, Johnny and I were at a golf outing and the lady that we were with was a teacher and, you know, mm-hmm. the schools are closed. And she goes, you know, I wonder what I should do. I'm like, look, you know, there's a lot of jobs out there. There's jobs, you know, it's construction, right? They're going to build a lot of stuff that, I mean, the staging area and just, you know, some manual labor to put up the fencing. I mean, that footprint in there is unbelievable what they're doing. There's just a lot of ways to make bartending and, you know, we're going to get on there and talk about getting your license now to be a bartender and when mm-hmm. you should apply. So there's just, I think this is going to be a great time for Green Bay. We're hosting it, but I think a lot of people are going to make some extra cash.
It's going to be an awesome time for Green Bay.
And
it's going to help the economy.
Michael Friedman, Simple Life Hospitality website. Once again, how to get a hold of you?
SimpleLifeRentals.com.
Beautiful.
We're there.
Thanks for being here. I can't wait till we do a show from your house.
27th.
The 27th of August, Tuesday from 6 to 9 at 2016 True Lane in Ashwaubenon. Please come by. And then from noon to 6, we're having an open house. So if you want to see one of our homes that we rent out for the Packer games and a great vacation rental, come by and see us.
Can't wait. Right.
Thank
Thanks,
you, Michael.
Buddy.
Thanks.
And thank you for the pie, Lisa. Thank you for the pie. Even though you're a Chicago Bears fan, thank you for the pie. Back after that.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk about the Pabst Mansion in Milwaukee. Also, all things sports with Paul Noonan and Weather and Wine with Brittany Merlot. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Host your private event at one of the most premier event spaces in downtown Green Bay. At Heights Pub and Parlor, we provide parties with an unforgettable experience by blending historic and modern elegance into one atmosphere. Enjoy our second-story parlor, where you'll experience superb service from a personal bartender and handcrafted meals by our kitchen. Plus, you can enjoy the third-story loft to relax and enjoy close company. Schedule your private event today, as 2024 events are filling out fast. Follow us on Facebook or head to heightsgb.com to find out how.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.